The Quest for True Belonging. Those words, true belonging. I don't know exactly what it is about the combination of them, but I do know that when I say it aloud, it just feels right. It feels like something that we all crave and need in our lives. We want to be a part of something, but we need it to be real, not conditional or fake or constantly up for negotiation. We need true belonging. But what exactly is it? In 2010, in The Gifts of Imperfection, I defined belonging this way. Belonging is the innate human desire to be a part of something larger than us. Because this yearning is so primal, we often try to acquire it by fitting in and by seeking approval, which are not only hollow substitutes for belonging, but often barriers to it. Because true belonging only happens when we present our authentic and perfect selves to the world, our sense of belonging can never be greater than our level of self-acceptance. This definition has withstood the test of time, as well as the emergence of new data, but it's incomplete. There's much more to true belonging. Being ourselves means sometimes having to find the courage to stand alone, totally alone. Even as I wrote this, I still thought of belonging as requiring something external to us, something we secure by, yes, I mean showing up in a real way, but needing an experience that always involved others. So as I dug deeper into true belonging, it became clear that it's not something we achieve or accomplish with others. It's something we carry in our heart. Once we belong thoroughly to ourselves and believe thoroughly in ourselves, true belonging is ours. Belonging to ourselves means being called to stand alone, to brave the wilderness of uncertainty, vulnerability, and criticism. And with the world feeling like a political and ideological combat zone, this is remarkably tough. We seem to have forgotten that even when we're utterly alone, we're connected to one another by something greater than group membership, politics, and ideology. That we're connected by love and the human spirit. No matter how separated we are by what we think and believe, we are part of the same spiritual story. Defining true belonging. I'm a qualitative grounded theory researcher. The goal of grounded theory is to develop theories based on people's lived experiences, rather than proving or disproving existing theories. In grounded theory, researchers try to understand what we call the main concern of study participants. When it comes to belonging, I asked, what are people trying to achieve? What are they worried about? The answer was surprisingly complex. They want to be a part of something, to experience real connection with others, but not at the cost of their authenticity, freedom, or power. Participants further reported feeling surrounded by us versus them cultures that create feelings of spiritual disconnection. When I dug deeper into what they meant by spiritually disconnected, the research participants described a diminishing sense of shared humanity. Over and over, participants talked about their concern that the only thing that binds us together now is shared fear and disdain, not common humanity, shared trust, respect, or love. They reported feeling more afraid to disagree or debate with friends, colleagues, and family because of the lack of civility and tolerance. Reluctant to choose between being loyal to a group and being loyal to themselves, but lacking that deeper spiritual connection to shared humanity, they were far more aware of the pressure to fit in and conform. Connection to a larger humanity gives people more freedom to express their individuality without fear of jeopardizing belonging. This is the spirit, which now seems missing, of saying, yes, we are different in many ways, but under it all, we're deeply connected. As I was defining the main concern related to belonging, I went back to the Gifts of Imperfection to look up the definition of spirituality that had emerged from my 2010 data. Here's that definition. Spirituality is recognizing and celebrating that we are all inextricably connected to each other by a power greater than all of us, and that our connection to that power and to one another is grounded in love and compassion. I kept reading the words inextricably connected over and over. We've broken that link. And in the next chapter, I'm going to show you how and why we broke it. The rest of the book is about fixing it, finding our way back to one another. I named the main concern of participants in the current research true belonging. And given the definition that I just read to you, there is no question that a large part of the struggle for people seeking true belonging is spiritual. This in no way is a religious struggle around dogma or denominations, but is instead a wide-open, hard-scrabble effort to stay connected to what binds us as humans while navigating an increasingly divisive and cynical world.